poem with a car wreck. Me and my beloved at a Kieslowski retrospective. He hopes I'll find my passion for cinema. Me too. The way I find my soup ladle rocking behind the stove, I will dip my heart into this French-speaking blue film and come out ready to eat. But of course, I'm ashamed. What I really hope for is the brisk and the blunt, like Nosferatu, my favorite part being the opening. Standing corpses, their mouths hanging with a dire chorus. I like film openings. Saving Private Ryan's splash, splash, agony, title. But tonight, I get something else. Flashing yellow lights, a tunnel. We are riding in a Mercedes with a bored little girl. Not for very long. Fog and daylight, a tree and a crash. The husband and little girl don't make it. The lady tries to kill herself. Then she writes music. In between, she swims, sees her mother, who can't quite remember her. I ought to like it. No intrigue, no plot, nothing to not get. I don't know. Ponderous metonymy. Come out and say it, man. The baby mice she's scared of signal her little girl. The whore downstairs mirrors the mistress she didn't know about. Her asking the whore to kill the mice? Well, I get it. I'm not Madame Subtle, but I get it. No, I'd really rather this movie talk about our new low-sodium diet. Jesus, we're going to die the deaths of our parents. My parents, the first generation of Lynns to kick it in hospitals instead of home, to say I love you before wheeling into OR. I mean, who is more honest than the woman on an operating table? The breeze twirling through her ribs and knocking heart, her flesh already stinking that sweet vomit anesthesia, the rest of us not knowing squat. If I were in that movie, I'd be the boy who sees the car first, who snatches the gold cross off the lady while her husband and child die next to her. That was the smartest thing you'll ever do, kiddo. Trust me.